Good evening and welcome to the Elements concert. Karin Jacobs is a keyboardist who plays synthesizer, piano. I dare say she's played a harpsichord in her time and played on an organ as well. She was trained at the Peabody School of Music in Baltimore, Maryland, and then decided that she was sick of the East Coast and went to the San Francisco Conservatory to finish her classical music training as a pianist, was picked up by jazz musicians and was trained intensively by Woody Shaw in jazz performance of keyboards, and now is a performer, teacher, church musician, and just general wonderful person in the Seattle area and around the Puget Sound area. I'm going to try and get this microphone at the right level. I wanted to prepare you some for the Elements concert. This concert came out of something that happened to me one morning in December of 1987. I woke up and realized I had to do this project, and the project was to make a set of four concerts of meditation music that would be set to nature sounds. And the basis of the nature sounds would be to represent the four elements, earth, air, fire, and water. So I gathered up my synthesizer playing friends, and we worked on the project. We came out with an album, and we became a centennial project for the Washington State centennial celebration, which is this year. All the nature sounds have been gathered from Washington State, which is why we fit right into the centennial. The first piece that we're... Oh, I should prepare you also by saying that each of these pieces will be approximately 10 minutes long. The purpose of the pieces is to help us learn to meditate and to relax, and also to bond us more with the forces of nature and with nature itself, which is a gift that we were given to be stewards over. So, it's going to be a very mellow concert. Just be prepared to relax and let yourself sink into each of the elements. The first of the elements that we're going to work with tonight is water. And what you're going to hear to begin with is a stream just a little bit south of here in the Cascade Mountains near Mount Index. It's an unnamed creek. It was recorded at 5:20 in the morning by Earth Song Productions, who does all of our nature recordings. And if you could just let yourself imagine being at this stream, 5:20 in the morning, with the birds singing and the sun shining, and allow yourself to feel that unbounded joy of the living water of the stream. Thank you.
Thank you.
We're going to stay with the element of water, and we're going to have a change of instrumentation. Karin has, as you've noticed, moved to the acoustic piano, and she's going to be joined by her handsome and talented husband, Rob Moitoza, on bass. We're going to the ocean now. Just a little bit about the ocean. Reading back over Genesis today, I saw that the ocean was one of the first of the created elements on the earth, the created environments on the earth. It's been here much longer than we were, by pretty much all accounts. And it's also one of the first places that life came from, the first place that living things were assigned to on earth. So, in a way, it's a kind of a mother of life on earth, the ocean. And it's having a hard time right now. We're doing a number on the ocean. We're really harming the ocean. And so, while we play this piece, I'd like to have us all think about our connection with the ocean, what the ocean means to us, the living things on this planet, and to allow ourselves to be lulled into that deep, mysterious womb of life of the ocean.
Thank you.
The next element that we're going to do together is air. This air is very special air that you're going to be hearing. It's the sound of the wind in the wheat, in the breadbasket of the United States, we would like to think in this state, central Washington, not too far east of here, in places like Waterville, Douglas, Farmer, even right near Cooley City, there are acres and acres and acres of wheat. And it wasn't too long ago that it was being harvested, and I imagine that soon it'll be planted because it's overwintering wheat. And in the springtime, when I happened to walk by those wheat fields on my way to the United Nations from Seattle for world peace on foot, those waves of grain were not quite yet amber. They were still kind of green and on their way to becoming amber. So, if you'd imagine the air rustling through the wheat in broad expanses of flat land, and just picture that air being the same kind of air that powers the spirit as it moves through us. You're doing very well with the silence and quiet of it. I'd like to commend you all on being such good relaxers and meditators. We're going to go to the element fire next. And of course, spirit has often been referred to as fire. It's always the burning bush that we can think of. This particular fire that we're going to hear now is a fire that was built by the nature recordists to keep themselves warm on one of these cool evenings in the summer. They were in eastern Washington at the time, in the Okanagan. They were near Cle Elum when they did this particular recording. And we in Seattle call Cle Elum Eastern Washington because we're so parochial. But at any rate, the next sound you hear will be the sound of a fire with a few loons in the background.
Thank you.
The final element that we're going to do tonight is earth, and I'd like to actually dedicate this piece to two friends of our sound engineers, Cindy Grace's friends, Michael and Bradley, who died of AIDS, and we need your help for this piece. On this piece, we need you to sing. And Karen, could you give people the notes? And you get your choice of notes. Let's just practice now. Here are the notes that... Oh, she's booting up. Okay. Why don't I give you the notes then, if I can do them correctly. It's G and D, right? Okay. And you can take your choice of either of those notes. Mouth open. Ah, ah. So we need some people on both of those notes. Lovely. That's beautiful. Okay. Somewhere around the middle of this piece is when we're going to need you to start singing. And I'll give you your cue and your notes as to when to start. So, the earth. The creatures that are representing the earth tonight are crickets in the Okanagan, somewhere around 10 o'clock at night. And the Okanagan is just a little bit east of here. It's where a lot of fruit is grown in this state. A lot of the apples and so forth are grown there. But anyway, at any rate, what I'd like you to imagine is lying on the earth or sitting on the earth and looking up into that vast night sky and seeing all of those stars that are out there and feeling in contact with this earth that's our home. So, without further ado, the element earth.
Thank you.
and also a tremendous love for us here on this planet, this little warm spot in the universe that keeps us safe and fed and whole and cool enough in the summer, warm enough in the winter to survive. And not just to survive, but to create. We've been given that ability to create as our Creator created us. So, I'd like to invite you to help in the creation of this peace in reverence to the earth, and to use your voice, mouth open. Beautiful. Keep singing, keep singing. You're the heavenly choir. Thank you all very much. I wanted to let you know that tomorrow from 9 until 10, maybe 10:30, I and maybe Karen, if she agrees to it, will be in the bookstore to autograph our cassette albums and CD and so forth that are there. And we look forward to seeing you there. You've been wonderful, absolutely wonderful. You did a beautiful job singing. You sounded like angels. And again, peace be with you and peace go with you through the night. Good night.